lovelies, welcome and thank you for joining me again on today's episode of my podcast. Welcome to Mental Health Month. Yay! Yes, Monday. That's what we call Mondays here. It's Monday because we have to be all excited about the new week and we have to get ourselves active, happy, cheerful in order to have an amazing rest of the week, because how you start your week determines how you probably might end it. It's on that wonderful note I want to welcome you once again to Mental Health Monday. Thank you so much for taking out the time always to click the link and come listen. And like I always say, if you haven't listened to the last episode, please try to do, and also try to recommend this podcast to your friends who you think might need to listen to some of the helpful tips that I keep trying to dish out there. Thank you so much. So on today's episode, we will be looking at work anxiety, and I will tell you why I'm talking about this, because sometimes I also feel this anxiety and it is gnawing at my soul. So I decided to do a bit of research, get a hang of it, and get, you know, get ahead of this anxiety, because you know what, this anxiety cannot get the best of me. So I'll be talking about the signs of work anxiety, the causes, then the effects and coping mechanisms that you can use. As we are aware, work anxiety can have negative effects just like normal regular anxiety, and it must be addressed in order to prevent poor outcomes for both you, the employee, for both the employees and organizations, basically. So let's get into the signs of work anxiety. Although when it comes to mental health diagnosis, there's nothing like work anxiety disorder, but there are certain symptoms that are common in terms of anxiety disorders and anxiety in general. So I will be listing some of those symptoms: excessive or irrational worrying, trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, exaggerated startle reactions, feeling jittery, tiredness or fatigue, feeling like there's a lump in your throat and then shaking or trembling. Then there's the dry mouth, the sweating, the pounding and racing heart like something bad is about to happen. And that is when our brain starts telling us, oh my God, this is about to be the worst day. Oh, you've made the wrong choice. And then you start overthinking, overanalyzing, and then your heart is pounding, bing, bing, bing. In addition to all of these general symptoms of anxiety, there are some signs to also watch out for that may indicate that you are experiencing work anxiety. So here's an overview of what to look out for. If you're starting to take an unusual amount of time off work, if you're starting not to look forward to Mondays, if you're starting to get stressed just thinking about resuming, if you're overreacting on to situations on the job, if you're focusing too much on negative aspects of your job that you no longer remember the positive aspect, or if you're struggling to concentrate on or complete your tasks, this is a symptom that you might be dealing with work anxiety. Sometimes if you have work anxiety, you could also be diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, that is OCD, specific phobias, post-traumatic stress disorder, and all of that. Now, what causes stress at work or work anxiety? It may be caused by a variety of characteristics of the work environment, especially if you're working in Nigeria where we don't have some of the most positive work environment. Even the bosses don't even help, but thank God for this generation. Some of the HRs are already understanding, some of the bosses are understanding, and I haven't read a story on Twitter where someone said she had to take a break off work because what was that reason? She just wanted to focus on her mental health for that day and just Netflix and just relax at home, and she was given time off work. Wait, that story, I think it didn't happen in Nigeria. I think it was in some, was outside the country. Yeah, I read it on Twitter though. So hopefully we hope to get some of these things inculcated in our work environment in Nigeria so that your employees are able to be at peace while they're working for you. They feel so calm working with you, and when they are calm and they don't feel undue stress, they are able to give out the best to the company. That means you are employing people who are giving their best, not because, you know, you're forcing them. Because when you even force people, sometimes when you are making people feel unnecessary stress and you're choking them, they get jittery, they make mistakes, and then their input is low. But imagine a positive, calm environment where you're not, you know, rushing anybody, you're not being mean to them. I mean, they will relax and they'll give you their very, very best. Most people starting a new job or leaving an old one are sure to feel a little skittish, and you feel jittery, you don't know how to act in that work environment, you're scared. So this could be a result, this could be the reason why you are experiencing work anxiety too. If you're starting a new job, you're taking on a new role, and you're not really sure how to handle it, you might feel skittish. Or if you spend so much time at work that if things aren't going your way, you start feeling overwhelmed. This may not always arise to the level of ongoing anxiety, but it can be helpful to, you know, be able to talk to somebody about these issues that is causing you to constantly feel anxious at work. Now, remember, we're still talking about the causes of anxiety. So, if some of the issues you're feeling are some things you can talk to somebody about or it can be tackled, you can talk about it to your superior that you feel comfortable talking to. Some of the constant things that causes anxiety, again, yeah, don't let me deviate, is dealing with workplace bully. There are some people that all they know how to do is try to look out for who to bully. I don't know the joy people derive from bullying others, but, you know. Also, if you have to meet a deadline and you're not able to meet that deadline, it can cause you to panic a bit. If you're finding it hard to maintain relationships with co-workers, managing staffs, working long hours, having a demanding boss, experiencing a workload that is overly high, because trust me, there are some places where you work and then the workload is so high that you can't even finish it in a day, but your boss is on your neck to finish it. So you're rushing, you're confused, you're panicking, and then you're making mistakes. Then having a lack of direction on tasks. So if you don't know what exactly you're supposed to do on a job and then you lack direction, it could also cause you to panic. Also experiencing a lack of perception of fairness, feeling a lack of control over the work environment, having a low reward, not enough pay, not enough benefits. For example, again, in Nigeria, where sometimes they tell you, the job is, no, when you're looking at job adverts, yes, they'll tell you, don't write the price, they'll just tell you, pay is handsome pay, or there's a word that these HRs use, but anyways, you get what I'm trying to say. They tell you the salary is going to be worth it, but at the end of the day, you're starting work and then they're paying you something that is lesser than what you actually can survive on, especially in these hard times. We're dealing with COVID, people have lots of bills to pay, things are expensive, so how are you supposed to survive? So if you have a low reward at work and you're not getting enough for the input you're making, it can cause you to also have anxiety. So what are the effects of work anxiety? You can experience reduced job performance and quality of work. Seeing effects on relationships with co-workers and superiors, noticing effects on personal life. You might start, you know, being so sad and angry all of the time, and it could affect your personal relationships. Feeling the effects on your relationship with your romantic partner as well. Sometimes people get so stressed and angry that they take it out on their partners who are innocent, but then blame it on the job. Also developing problems with concentration, you feel fatigued all of the time, irritability, reduced productivity, and also turning down opportunities due to phobia. For example, the fear of speaking in meetings, public speaking, yeah, you have that fear. Having reduced job satisfaction, noticing reduced confidence in your skills, you start not to believe in yourself. Feeling like what you do doesn't even make a difference. So you start telling yourself, why should I even make any effort? You start experiencing reduced goal setting and achievement. You start taking fewer risks and you're more likely to, you know, plateau in your career. You start feeling isolated. You start experiencing job loss, developing clinical levels of anxiety. That is a diagnosable disorder, by the way. insane effects in the organization if you're an executive and having reduced social skills and abilities to function within a team, planning less effectively and avoiding being innovative. So if you are able to talk to your employer, like I said, I beg your pardon, if you're experiencing work anxiety, you may wonder whether you should share this with your employer or not. If the person is someone you can talk to, then you can actually talk to them about your difficulties, your anxiety, your fear, and your pains that you're going through while working for that organization. And hopefully there are someone who is kind who can help you. So while you may fear that sharing how you feel will lead to being labeled as weak or maybe they will treat you poorly, most employers will probably be responsive and offer you help if they have empathy and they are human. Let's hope they are. But in other words, you don't know until you ask. So what are the tips for you to try to help yourself while dealing with work anxiety? Treat yourself with respect and try to have open communication with people, co-workers that is. Also, ensure that you give yourself time. You don't heal at once, you don't overcome at once. So give yourself time, try to journal your thoughts, your feelings, and take deep breaths. Ensure that you are not forcing yourself and putting too much on yourself, more than you can handle. If possible, break your tasks down into steps. Each step you tackle one thing, another step you tackle another thing, and like that you're able to, you know, carry out your duties without, you know, feeling overwhelmed by trying to do everything all at once. Be sure to make time for yourself away from work. Yes, sometimes people are just all about work. Look forward to your 5 o'clock. Look forward to your 5 o'clock. If you're a 9-to-5er, look forward to when you close. And ensure that you have something rewarding for yourself at the end of the day. It helps you to, you know, look forward to that happy time. Like, call it your happy hour of the day. My happy hour is when I'm on my way back home and I can grab some fruits and then, you know, listen to music and the bus on my way home. So basically, find something that will, for something you look forward to, something that makes you happy. Just make time for yourself away from work, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. Then find things that makes you laugh and smile. Sometimes we're so caught up in work that we forget to laugh and smile. When was the last time you smiled? I'm asking you, when was the last time? If you find it so hard to find joy in the simplest things in life, maybe listen to comedy, watch some funny videos. Thank God for Instagram comedians. Shout out to them. They're really, really good at skits making that makes you laugh. So also take lunch breaks and share a meal with somebody that is your colleague. Go for walks. If your break time is going to be like an hour or so, you can schedule in time to take a walk. Focus on life outside of work, such as hobbies and friends. Look forward to your Saturdays and Sundays and prepare something or have plans for you and your friends. Examine what you fear will happen and ask yourself whether it's an irrational fear, because trust me, anxiety is crazy. It knows how to magnify little things and make you feel, oh my god, this small thing is a big thing. And in reality, it is just one small thing. So don't let your head play games with you. Don't let your anxiety get the best of you. Examine that fear and ask yourself if it is irrational fear. If it is irrational fear, then calm down, take a breath, and tell it, look, it's not that serious. So how do you make a change? Everyone at some point has experienced work anxiety from time to time, but if your job is a constant source of stress and nothing but stress, and you've tried and tried to, you know, find relief, then, and the relief is not coming, it might be a sign of a deeper problem. A deeper problem is actually there. So what can be anxiety provoking, but excessive anxiety might also be a sign that that job or that workplace itself is problematic and it is not for you. I know this is not the thing you want to hear right now, but it's not what you want to hear, but If it is becoming too difficult for you, if it's making you so sad that you dread Mondays, you dread having to get ready for the new week, if it's making you so sick that you have constant headaches and you see yourself dying mentally, then maybe it's time you start looking out for new openings and applying to new places, because your mental health is very, very important. I know it is not easy to come by jobs these days, in Nigeria especially. I keep saying in Nigeria, I hope that one day things get better, we have better work policies, we have employees and employees' interests at heart, and we have to work in positive environments. But in as much as we have toxic work environments in Nigeria, we have some places where you work and then you are able to smile more, you're able to relax and you feel much better. So apply until you get something that is worth it, that doesn't kill you mentally. If you can't change your job for the moment, then consider changing your job roles and duties that is within that organization. If you can talk to your boss, then changing jobs to find a healthier and more supportive workplace, I mentioned that already. Changing careers to find something better suited to your needs. If you can start learning a skill that is going to be needed in the future. A lot of people are delving into tech these days, by the way. I need to put that in. So if you're a techie person or you want to go into tech, consider trying to go into tech and learning some skills so that eventually you are freelancing and you can work from home, because people are embracing the idea of working from home. Most countries are actually embracing it. I don't know about Nigeria for now, because they just want to see us at work every time. So that will be all for today on Mental Health Monday. Thank you so much for joining me, guys, and I hope you were able to pick something. So in case you're dealing with work anxiety, I hope that my tips will go a long way in helping you figure it out, fix things, and you're much more happier. Oh my goodness, I forgot to mention, don't forget to listen to music. There are some songs they listen to and they calm you down so much. Listen to music, do lots of deep breathing, and relax. God is with you. You will not fail. You will not falter. You got this. Thank you so much, Landa. Episode again. This is me saying, be happy, be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and don't forget to smile. I love you guys.